Well, we're very happy to welcome to the show right now. He's the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, you know him as the former head coach of the Cleveland Browns, our good friend Romeo Crennel. Romeo, welcome.
Hey, Vic. Thanks for having me. And it's a very nice day outside today, so and it's good to be here.
Yeah, it's great. It's great in Palm Beach. Everybody's been enjoying that much of this trip. And I know some of these days you and other coaches are inside as the meetings part of this thing, but it really is – as much as anything, a convention, a reunion, and I've noticed from a lot of the other coaches as well as media, a lot of well-wishing for you. People are very happy for this opportunity you have to be a head coach again in the NFL.
Yeah, I've had some congratulations about getting another opportunity to coach as a head coach in the NFL, and I appreciate those guys saying the nice things they do. But I'm excited for the opportunity and see if I can improve on what happened the first time I was the head coach.
Yeah, and that time, of course, was with the Cleveland Browns. And Romeo, after many years that you had as an assistant and, of course, being a defensive coordinator and a highly regarded one in this league, you got that chance as a head coach. And I know we obviously know there were some struggles, but there also was at least a positive blip on that radar in the time that you were there, 2007 season. But as you looked at it, how do you look back on that time? And as much as anything else, I'm sure it was a learning experience.
Sure, it definitely was, you know, because as a head coach, you have control of everything, all aspects of the organization. And for the first time, you know, that's kind of daunting. But as you go along each year, you feel more comfortable in the position. You understand what has to get done. You can anticipate some things happening. And so we got to the point in the third year, we were able to win 10 games, and we were beginning to feel pretty good about ourselves going forward.
Right.
And then in the fourth year, you know, we had the injury bug hit us, and things didn't go the way we wanted them to, and change was made. But that's the way this business goes, you know. And so, you know, I had my hip replaced.
Right.
And so I took a year off and kind of sit back and reflected. And then Kansas City called and asked if I would be interested in coming out there to be the coordinator. And so I decided to do that. And, you know, going back to being the assistant, being
right.
the best coordinator you could be and,
sure.
and doing those kind of things. And, you know, never had any idea that the head coaching opportunity would come along again.
When you were contemplating, as you said, recovering from the hip replacement and sort of contemplating your future and reflecting and all those things that people do when you're in that circumstance, at any point did it cross your mind about maybe not coming back to coach, not getting into the crazy life of this business that you've known for so long? Or was that always a case where you knew you were going to come back to it?
Well, I didn't really know, but I felt I felt the possibility was there that I might have the opportunity to come back. And so as a result of that, it was in the back of my mind. And then as I'm sitting home and my wife is beginning to spend more time with me and I'm getting on her nerves, she began to say, hey, maybe you should go back to work, you know. And then when the Chiefs called, I said, hey, maybe I should. And so I took the Chiefs job and it worked out good.
And it did work out so well that obviously you had an opportunity because you've always – I don't think anyone ever has questioned your skills as a defensive coordinator and putting together outstanding defenses. But you reminded, I think, a lot of people because of that time, maybe between the last time you were a coordinator and the next time you became a coordinator in Kansas City, reminded people of what you can do in that area and obviously rekindled – the whole credibility thing and the ability for you to get back into head coaching.
Well, yes, I think what happened in Kansas City as a coordinator definitely helped me get this opportunity that I have now. And, you know, the last three games of the season after we made the coaching change, the guys played extremely hard and they played as a team. And I think that helped my case to become the head coach here. Now what I have to do is I have to win some games,
yes.
you know, and show them that I'm capable and, like I say, hopefully better than the first time around.
Romeo Crennel joining us, the head coach of the Chiefs, former head coach of the Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford as we broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. And if you had to kind of – I know situations are different. Personnel is different. Circumstances, everything are different from one team to another. So it's not exactly an apples-to-apples comparison. But if you had to look at how you're approaching things for 2012, what from your time, those seasons with the Browns, are you going to point to as, okay, these are some of the things that – I will do again because they worked, and here's some of the things I'm just not going to do again because they didn't work.
Well, you know, as you look at it, I think that the talent base here is a better talent base than we had in Cleveland when I first got there. Because when I first got there, I think the first three-round draft choices from the last two or three years were not even on the team.
Right.
You know, and when you talk about having a nucleus and building a nucleus of the team, you try to build it through the draft, and your draft picks are the guys that you want to be around for a while. Sure. And we didn't have any, so we had to kind of piecemeal and go into free agency and grab guys here and there, and then try to get some guys in the draft, and we really didn't have a quarterback, and this league is a quarterback league, and you got to have one of those.
Right.
So, you know, there were a lot of things that that we had to work through to try to build that program. And so I think I'm a little bit better situation there. And then I'm in a better situation as far as being able to handle all the things that come at a head coach. Mm. You know, the first time you sit in that seat, everything gets thrown at you. You're not expecting half of them. But this time around, because of the experience I had in Cleveland, I think I can better handle the things that will come at me as the head coach.
Because, yeah, the thing I always hear former assistants tell me when they get into the head coaching ranks, Romeo, is that the first realization is you're in charge of everything. The buck does stop with you, but you have to have a very big set of shoulders or a very big desk or something, because so many things are going to come across it that you didn't have to worry about when you were just focused on one side of the ball.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you got one side of the ball, you got those 22 guys that you have to worry about, 25 that you have to worry about. But then when you become the head coach, you have 53 mm-hmm. that you have to worry about as players, as young men. There, what happens off the field as well as what happens on the field. You know, you got the video, you got the equipment, you got the trainers.
Yeah.
And then within the organization, you know, things have to get done in the organization. And they ask you, what do you want to do?
Right.
And as the head coach, you know, you're the guy who has to provide answers as far as scheduling and, okay, we're going to have OTAs on these days and,
yeah.
you know, mini camp on these days and I'm meeting with the media on these days. And, you know, so all of those kind of things happen and occur. So having that experience will help me this time around.
I know demeanors are going to be different in different situations when it comes to, you know, a coach that when you're dealing with your players, they will often see a different guy either in practice or in meetings than, say, those of us on the outside are going to see. I've, you know, been around you in the building in Berea. I've been around you a lot just through your years in this league as a reporter. But you know, I've always seen you as the kind of the mild-mannered, easygoing guy, doesn't let a ton of things bother him. Now, the occasional NFL film clip has shown you, you know, yelling on the sideline and so forth. Okay, that's a different Romeo. So what I'm driving at here as a head coach and the personality type of thing, is there anything there that you've adjusted or are you, you know, are you the guy that you've always been? Because I think players certainly like this guy because he seems like the kind of guy you'd want to play for because he's approachable and you know, somewhat easygoing. But give me a sense of what you're all about in that regard.
Yeah, I think I'm the same guy and have been for a number of years. And the thing that that I try to do is I try to tell the players what I think is important to them as far as football is concerned, sometimes as far as life is concerned, you know, how they manage their lives as well as how they manage football and their efforts to become a pro. And so sometimes when they don't pay attention or don't listen, you know, then I become frustrated and I will let them know that, you know. Now, most of the time that occurs in the meeting rooms with me rather than on the sideline.
Right.
But I feel like that when I'm talking to those guys in the meeting room, I'm talking to all of them.
Sure.
And I'm getting the message to all of them. And sometimes on the sideline, you're only talking to one guy. And so, and sometimes you need to only talk to one.
Sure.
But I've got a whole group of people that I need to get the message to, and so that we can get everybody on the same page.
A big story that's kind of lurking in the background now is the potential, the possibility of Bill Parcells coming out of retirement once again to coach on an interim basis, I guess, of the Saints for 1 year, something Sean Payton is apparently looking to pursue. That's what's, again, being reported. But knowing Bill, having worked for Bill as you do, just some thoughts on whether, you know, another on the possibility of his making another return to coaching.
Well, you know, Bill is a football guy, and he likes football. I think a lot will depend on how it's presented to him, you know, and he has a good relationship with Sean. I think it will depend on how he feels physically, because he knows how demanding this job is, and whether he wants to do it, you know, and go through what you have to go through as a head coach in this league. And so I think Bill will listen, and then he'll sit back and he'll make the decision that he thinks is best for him.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you aboard with us again, and I look forward to wishing you all the success as head coach of the Chiefs.
Well, thanks. It's good to talk to you, and great to see you again.
And you're the best. He's Romeo Crennel. He's the head coach of the Chiefs, former head coach of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. And we are also brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.